Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Stone Pony is joining us, Alex Stone, ABC
News. What's going on?
And this is Alex, let's just talk about the difference between the way the RNC and the DNC has organized this thing. It seems to me, and I was just saying this, it seems to me like we are on an island here, separate from, we're even further away from the action in Philadelphia than we were last week in Cleveland, because the protests are happening, and they might as well be happening in northern New Jersey.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to say you felt like you're on an island here, because, and I feel like we're in a zoo right now, that everybody walking by staring as they go inside. But yeah, you mean the action protest-wise.
Yeah, protest-wise.
Yeah, because we are 4 miles from downtown right now, so it's a four-mile hike anytime the protesters go from downtown to this area. FDR Park isn't far away, but in this heat and the humidity, that quarter of a mile to FDR Park feels like 10 miles.
Yeah.
So, the protesters, they're beyond some metal barricades in FDR Park. We've been watching the police traffic coming in. They've got a little more action today because Westboro Baptist Church is here. You know, when they show up
they're
and start
always fun,
spewing their stuff, they tick people off.
So some I'm going to hell, by the way. I don't know about
you,
but,
did they tell you that?
They told me a number of times while I was having a nice Chardonnay on East 4th Street
that
I was going
to hell. You should
not
have been having that Chardonnay. No. But they've got flex cuffs out. In fact, we just got another update. SWAT units are going to Broad and Patterson. Use caution. We don't know why they're going out. All available SWAT units. So it's heating up a little bit out there right now.
Well,
how would you compare it, Alex? I'm sorry. I'm in Chicago. I'll see you in a couple days there in Philly. But would you, from social media, it looks as if these protests are there are many, a lot more people involved in them and that they're more intense. But I don't know if that's the case.
Intense. They're a lot bigger than anything we saw in Cleveland. But they are a lot more peaceful. You know, we saw the anarchist groups and we saw those folks out there. And this is much more of a sunflower singing, this land is your land crowd.
It's like the all call cast call at the end of Hair out there right now.
Well, exactly. It reminds me of Boulder, Colorado. It's like the whole town of Boulder just came out and is now protesting. But it seems to be changing a little bit tonight since Westboro Baptist Church is out there and now we're talking about SWAT units having to go out and whatnot. But it's so hot that these are the diehard guys that want to march from downtown down to here.
And they're going to be mad.
Yeah.
And they're going to be cranky when they get here because of the heat.
I had a guy yesterday that I walked up to. They'd just gotten to FDR Park, so they'd just done the four-mile hike. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz had announced her resignation during their walk, so I wanted to go up and talk to him. As I started to approach him, he goes, "Wait a second. You're mainstream media. I don't talk to you, scum. You're the worst low-life." When we did cover Trump, they hate us because we're the liberal media.
Yeah.
Here they hate us because we're the corporate elite.
Yeah.
And they won't talk to you. And so they've got all kinds of different reasons why they're out there protesting. But hey, they are bigger, but so far they've been more peaceful. That may be changing tonight. And maybe changing because of all the everything that's going on with Bernie Sanders today. I mean, we're seeing all that tension is starting to rise.
So, Alex, we're being told that there is apparently audio of Mrs. Sanders saying to Senator Sanders, they don't know that your name's a nomination tonight. Let's listen to this.
Ooh.
Thank you all very much.
They don't know your name is being put in nomination. That's the concern.
They don't know that your name has been put in nomination. What does that mean,
Alex? What does that mean?
Well, we're going to have to see tomorrow night when the roll call is done that there had been some talk. Is he still running? Because officially he's still a candidate. He never backed out. He never suspended his campaign. Is he technically?
And he said that because he could still raise money.
Right. But you never heard him even suspend his campaign, which still allows him to do some things, but not. So he didn't drop out, didn't suspend. But the party seems to have seen, because he stopped campaigning and we didn't see him on the road and he endorsed Hillary Clinton, or at least came darn close to it, that they started to say, okay, this guy, we don't even need to make him in those states. Remember back to last week when there were states that said, wait, we didn't give our vote to Donald Trump, but yet he got the support. And well, the rules were, because he was the only one that they could vote for, that all of the delegates went to him. So it looks like at this point that Bernie Sanders will still be viable tomorrow night, and the delegates can put their weight toward him, and he'll get some of that support. Now, it's still Hillary Clinton's going to walk away with the most delegates, just based on, unless the superdelegates start switching. But tomorrow night's going to be a heck of a night. Tonight's going to be a heck of a night, but tomorrow night's going to be a heck of a night.
Well, you wonder how many superdelegates are going to jump in and say, you know what, I've had it. This was a conspiracy. This was a bad thing
that
was going on between the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and some of the people intimate to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Doesn't appear to have risen to the level of the candidate herself, but it certainly is. It's close. And I want to see what Bill Clinton does because he's a delegate.
Yeah.
Does he go the other way? You know what?
Can you imagine?
I'm going with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Imagine if he walked out, Bernie Sanders, and he is the nominee.
Oh, my gosh.
Come the end of this week. Not going to happen.
It isn't.
I'm looking at the numbers, but can you imagine?
If you hear his rhetoric today, he was very forceful with his supporters, saying, I want you guys to not engage in any kind of protest on the floor. I endorse Hillary Clinton, and you should support her, too.
But is that him trying to be the good guy? So when everybody starts going his way, he goes, well, I said, who knows? But he did just put out a statement a few minutes ago calling for calm tonight on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We've already heard during the opening moments all the chants for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
and so Sanders is saying he doesn't want any violence tonight. It would be a long time since we saw violence on a convention floor.
I would like now to have less violence. I am calling for calm. I don't want a huzzaray.
You guys have covered a lot of conventions. Are you think this? I mean, these two just stand out in your mind as being, practically unprecedented.
This one may trump, so to speak, the other one.
Mm.
Oh, I like what you
like.
Thank
that?
You. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Get back
nice
and
work.
That. Yeah.
Oh,
that was lovely.
Good
thank
job,
you very
Alex.
Much. Yeah. All right, we will come right back to the Democratic National Convention. That's where we are in Philadelphia, here at the Wells Fargo Center. But first, Judy's News, 2 minutes away.